Okay, we'll roll right into the monthly meeting. So for the, I think you all have these longer agendas. So we'll call this meeting to order, and I'll open the floor for public comment on any subject. Yes?
I have a very serious concern about a property in my neighborhood. I've talked to Missy about it.
Okay, can I ask who you are?
My name?
Yes.
Dan Pfalzer, P-F-O-L-T-Z-E-R.
Okay.
3 Westbrook.
Okay.
Is a junkyard, a trash bin. The lady that lives there, basically we believe that she has some sort of a mental health issue. And she has junked the yard. I mean, stuff from one end to the other. Last year she would go in fairly late at night with her van and sit there opening up, and her van is always packed wall to wall, top to bottom, sometimes even into the passenger seat in the front. And she takes stuff and she's got it all the way around the edges, and now we've got shopping carts in there. And then you go across the property and you look at the front of the house. There's a porch generally obscured by bushes, but that porch is wall-to-wall junk. The driveway is loaded up with plastic bins, this, that, and everything else. If you go look towards the back of the driveway, you'll see a garage back there. The garage on the one side of the roof has got a plastic tarp that's deteriorating up there. The garage itself is loaded with junk. I have no idea what the inside of the house looks like, but I imagine it's probably the same. We've tried everything in our power. I mean, like last year, she had a dumpster there for almost a year. It was growing, literally growing a tree out of it. I finally called the dumpster company to alert them about, what are you doing with this dumpster? And they took it away. We've made contact calls to Adult Protective. Apparently, they're not willing to do anything. I believe that this woman, especially right now, because I spoke with her directly a few days ago, and something health-wise is really, really wrong with her. Her face is just absolutely blown up like a basketball. And she's apparently suffering some other physical issues. I talked to her bluntly about her property, and she says, I don't have the money to do anything about it, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, we have to, when you first come into our community, that's the very first thing you see. And there does not seem to be anything that we've identified as a neighborhood to correct the issue. And we're hoping that maybe the village has some means or whatever to go over there and help her clean up the property. You know, we get a garbage truck over there and just load it up. I have no idea what she's got over there. I see some of the bins are filled with clothes, and was it yesterday or today? I drove down the road and some of the bin caps had blown right into the middle of the road in one of her bags. She's got luggage that sat out, all the stuff sat out there the whole winter. You know, of course, it's no longer winter. We're throwing our hands up, period. And something really needs to be done. And I think if the board got on board and pulled whatever weight you've got anywhere to rectify this situation, A, the neighborhood would be greatly, greatly appreciative of it, but we also think that there's a serious mental health issue that's involved, very serious one. And again, we've called in everybody that we know of. Nobody wants to intervene. You know, this is not normal. She, you know, what do you call hoarder?
Mm-hmm.
And hoarders, you don't break them. You just don't break them.
Right, and I will say, just we have went over there and helped her, and she literally put a table full size for DPW to come pick up. We offered to help, and we did go over last summer and help. One of the problems is she won't let go of anything.
Yeah, that's part of being
yeah.
a worker.
So they did pick up some garbage last year, and I will say I talked to, because I have had several calls this week about her house. Now that the snow has melted, everybody can see it. And I did call code enforcement to see where he was at with it, and he said a letter did just go out again to her. Okay. This is
numerous times.
She's
already been in court twice.
Yep, and she'll...
Nothing changes.
And well, she makes this the thing is, she comes to court, the code enforcement officer shows pictures of the property, and then the judge decides that, well, we're going to give her time to do what she's going to do, and then, you know, come back next month and we'll see how it is. And for a couple of months, she will make some progress, and then the judge lets it go, and then we have to start all over again.
Yeah. So, again, it's definitely boils down to some sort of a mental illness that's pretty obvious. You know, I don't have that little book with.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody really needs to step up and address that illness, because it is affecting the beauty of the neighborhood. And also, I was concerned when I spotted the tarp on the roof of the garage, and the garage is, I don't know what kind of shape it's in, but that might be something that's deteriorating to the point where it could fall down. I don't know. I haven't been back there.
Mm-hmm.
I've understood. I've never been back there, but there's a swimming pool supposedly behind the house that's flooded with water, and I've heard snakes and other things in it. It's not maintained at all. So again, it's a serious situation. I believe there's a citizen in distress, and I'm asking if the board can find a way to pressure somebody at the county level to come in and do something. And again, you know, there might need to be a court order just to go in and load up a dump truck, you know. So, and I'm speaking basically mm-hmm. on behalf of my...
No, we understand. We understand that there's a lot of concern. And we're concerned, and we'll, you know, we're going to redouble our efforts again this year. And if we can, you know, we'll do what we can do, but yeah. We have, you know, sometimes we get our hands tied too.
Exactly. I mean, we've been wondering for quite a much the way her car is packed. And it's constantly that way, packed wall to wall. You can't look out a rear view mirror with that car.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, sometimes I've actually seen the passenger side in the front all the way to the top where you couldn't see out that side. We've often wondered, well, where's the police department? You know, this is a driving hazard.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I've known they've talked to her too. Also.
Yeah, I mean, so there's got to be a lever someplace or some pressure that can be applied to county mental health.
I've called Adult Protective Services probably 3 times in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
They just don't want to get involved. They said if she can make decisions on her own, then it's not their place. Well,
but
I said
again,
she can, but they're not good decisions.
Yeah, I mean, you know? there's a very obvious mental health issue here, and things are not going to get better unless that's addressed. And I think that there should be a way to address those, voluntarily or involuntarily.
You said visibly yesterday she looked like she had an actual health problem. You said her
I caught up with her and I told her I was going to talk bluntly to her, and she appreciated that. I was polite. And I've seen that woman for years now, and all of a sudden her face is just blown up. You would not recognize her from a year or two ago.
Well, maybe I'll give a call again tomorrow and see if I'll just say that people think she actually
is sick.
She
told me she was sick. She said so something about an autoimmune disease that she's dealing with, and God knows what, but we can sit there and just find her one day dead on the property. It's going to have to get cleaned up then for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the issue I'd like to raise. Incidentally, congratulations on the budget. It's a really responsible budget.
Thank you.
So one other thing while I'm thinking about it, I know it's not within the jurisdiction, but somebody should talk to the county. The end of Elm Street, joining into Albany Avenue, that pavement is all potholing, really, really bad. And that was just paved over just very recently, I mean, within the last couple of years.
Yes.
That should, whoever or however that was repaved, that
should DOT will be through probably next month.
Yeah, well, I know DOT was there to inspect the bridge on Elm.
Well, that's their road, too.
Yeah.
Albany Avenue and Church Street and Chatham Street are all DOT highways.
Yeah.
So they do, they maintain those.
Yeah, I just don't want to see just asphalt spots thrown in the potholes. And relative to my street, there's some areas that are getting pretty, pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Out of the, you know, this winter, I've never seen it like this before. But need some asphalt down there. So again, thank you very much for your time.
I believe they're starting potholes tomorrow. They said they were starting over in Westbrook Drive and going to make their way around
great.
The village.
Yeah, you can't miss them. It's right on a curb. Right.
Yeah, I received a few calls, and he did tell me yesterday.
Definitely a bad year for potholes.
Yeah, were going to probably start tomorrow, actually.
Yeah. I mean, Albany has got a blitz going on right now for potholes right here. So, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Anybody else? John?
Yeah, I was wondering if the village can get any paint and paint these poles out here. They're going to rust right out to death.
Yep. But I talked to Pete about them. We're going to take care of that as soon as the weather gets. It's got to be above 40 degrees to paint.
Okay. And the other thing, talking about potholes, the state does Route 20.
Yes.
But I think what they do is they must have a work order or something on it. I don't know how they do it. Because if another pothole is 5 foot up the road, it must not be on the work order because they go right over. They don't bother doing it.
I don't know how they do it.
who has to call? Does the village call and turn over?
No, they just they have their own schedule. You know, they do. You know, this time of year they'll start looking at all the state highways and they'll pick a stretch of road and they'll do potholes and then they'll do it the next day. They'll do a different stretch of road and the next day they'll do
because
a different.
Because the noise they make from people hitting those potholes is just terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are going to be doing some work down on the Elm Street Bridge because the DOT guy was down there this afternoon. We talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, do we have any police coverage during the day, like in the morning or anything like that?
Well, it's spotty.
I mean, that's where I see all the cars. I mean, 50, 60, 70 mile an hour. I mean. I'm retired, so I just have to notice it, you know what I mean?
Well, we try to get, I mean, there's certain times that the police cover on a regular basis. You know, we tend to cover, we tend to make sure we have coverage on Saturday mornings for the Jewish services, Sunday mornings for the Christian services. Saturday night's always a problematic night, so those two nights, and then the rest of it's just kind of split up a few hours here, a few hours there, because we only budget for 80 hours of coverage a week.
Right.
So, you know.
And the state police come down.
They do, and, you know, because we do have a police department, the other departments are more than willing to come in and sit at the station or or other things and help out and, you know, look after when our guys are not on board.
All I know is our neighborhood gets patrolled on a very regular basis.
School's gonna be getting out pretty soon here coming up, and a lot of kids are running around.
Yep.
Especially with those crosswalks. I mean, they don't pay attention to them.
Well, the crosswalks are good, but you know, I gotta tell you, they gotta push the freaking button.
They gotta push the button, I agree with you 100%.
You know, that's the sign that says, hey, I wanna cross the street.
Yeah.
I mentioned to them a couple of times and they give me the finger.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I get down through. I go through slow, but if they don't push the button, I just keep going.
Yeah.
Unless they walk into the street. But, you know, I'm not going to run them down.
No, I know what you're saying.
But, you know, and I put the thing down. It says, hey, push the button so I know you want to cross. I don't know if you're standing there, you know, talking to your friend or you're waiting to cross the street.
I drive school. I'm retired, but I drive school bus. And I tell the kids, I said, you know, how long it takes me to scrape the yuck off the front of my bus when I get one of you. it gets to them.
All right, anything else?
Okay.
Donna, go ahead.
I'm here to talk about Michelle Locke.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The swimming pool has been filled for the past 20 years, full to the brim. If you lived in Albany, you would be paying a yearly fee for having your pool filled and not using it for mosquitoes. We've never done that. I mean, she's been this way for 5-6 years. We've mentioned it a dozen times. The garbage and debris, it's written right in the manual that if you have debris and garbage, somebody's gonna come and knock on your door. The house is full. You take it away, she brings it back. She goes and buys things from outlets for her flower arrangements, what, a year ago, 2 years ago, and there it sat on the lawn, and then everything's in little boxes. During the winter, a deer ended up on my parents' lawn at 3 a.m. with her cat food box on his head. And there stood the deer at 3 a.m. Couldn't move, couldn't get the box off his head. Well, my sister certainly didn't know who and how am I gonna call at 3 a.m. to go out and help that deer. The thing could not move. It couldn't get it off its head. It was probably in shock, whatever. Finally, someone came along, someone must have called, and he had a stick and he went over and he got the box off the head. And the box was from Michelle. From her cat food. So, you know, it's gone on too long. It's just too long.
No, bring it up to Matt.
The stuff goes all across the street and people pick it up. And Rich lives right there. And he looks at it all the time. I can't understand it. Our neighborhood does not want to look at that all the time. It does not change. She does have health issues. Yes, she does. And a couple neighbors help her out, and they help her with her cats to make sure they're fed when she's not there. But the health department, somebody has to go in, and she sleeps in the car 80% of the time throughout the winter, in and out of the car with the car running. That is not normal. We've had a bad winter, and she gets out of her car with her robe on where she slept in the car. And I believe the car has been towed several times because the battery's dead. You know, it just isn't fair for the neighborhood to have to. It's been 5 years. This has been going on for 5 years. I mean, something has to be done. Health department, something. This is just not normal. Her health is not good. And what happens when we find her dead on the lawn because she can't walk around? She has her walkers. Placed strategically, she has not been ticketed for that car that she cannot see out of any window except the one right here, and maybe this one. She sleeps in the seat, she's this big, it's full to the brim. Why she has not been ticketed? She'll hit and kill someone, or someone will hit her. Anybody else would have gotten a ticket. If our cars were filled like that on a daily basis, we would have been ticketed. I followed her one day to tell her her taillight was out, but I couldn't keep up with her, and she went down 203, and I did not have enough time to follow her. I didn't know where she was going. I thought she was going up to get gas at Stewart's or something, and then...
Well, we'll mention to Chief Bunny to be on the lookout for it. I mean, it's a...
Pardon?
It's, we'll mention for Chief Bunny to be on the lookout for it.
It's just in front of her house.
I know, but you can't write her a ticket for it sitting in front of her house.
It's in the road.
Because or in the road.
Road,
it has to. She has to be driving it. She has to be driving it for him to issue a ticket.
Right, but I'm saying her car doesn't belong in the road with the wheels ticked out.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs in her driveway that's full.
Yeah,
do you think the car has been inspected or re-registered?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, we'll pass the information along.
This isn't like this just happened. This is 5 years this has been going on, and nobody knows anything about it.
You know, I'm not defending or, you know, whatever, but, you know,
it's been brought
the thing is that
before.
The police,
this isn't the first time.
The police can only issue tickets if she's driving, if it's an offense while she's driving. There's no offense for just sitting there. As far as parking, I mean, there's a lot of people that park on Westbrook.
Right. Yeah.
She's not the only one. Right. So we can't just ticket her. We'd have to ticket everybody. So we're not, you know.
No, I'm just saying, it's winter time. Most people don't park their car in the street. Michelle does because she can't get in the driveway. That was my point. Not on a day like today.
But we'll pass it on if the police see her driving and it's a hazard because she doesn't have visual, you know, can't see around the vehicle in order to drive, then, you know, they'll do something.
But like I said, Albany would have given her a ticket years ago for the pool being filled.
Well,
we've had many years they talk about mosquitoes.
We'll look at that. That's something new for me, but we'll take a look at that and see if there's anything in the ordinance about.
I thought last year it was brought up and it was checked out by code and it was empty. So we'll have to reinvestigate that again.
Right.
Well, this was several years ago. I walked in the backyard and it was full. The gate was closed around it.
Yeah, I'll have to
pool from
Bill
Thomas, you know.
Yeah. And also the garage. I don't know what shape it is, but if it's got a tarp on the roof, it means water's getting in and rotting something.
I know that letters going out.
It's
and
just
has come to court.
Yeah.
There's only so much we can do, too.
And I think it's important to note, you know, our attorney is aware. We've been working through the village's attorney. He's guided us along. We've had her to court. I mean, we're doing everything we can within our jurisdiction.
Maybe,
but
she needs to.
Well,
be
it's just not fair for the neighborhood. We have to put up with the kid down the street in the Caldas house, the one that emptied his garage on his front lawn. I mean, how long did that go? And that finally came to a head.
I would suggest that if they pulled her into court again. Apparently, from what I understand, and you know, judge gives her a fine, she can't pay it, so they reduce it, blah, blah, blah. Maybe she needs to have a stern court order, period. You will clean this up, all of it, period, and give her a deadline, and see what happens.
Well, they should go in and make sure the house is safe for her to live in.
Yeah, that's true, too.
There's never an oil delivery, ever. And she's sleeping in her car. Not too many people spent this winter sleeping in their car all night long with the lights on.
we'll do what we can do. And, I mean, as Missy said, the code enforcement is starting a new case. Going to cite her. Bring her back into court, and you know we'll start from there. I mean, that's how it all starts.
Is there something anybody can do about mental health services from the town's perspective?
From our perspective, no. I mean, we can call and we can make them aware. If they don't want to get involved, there's really not anything that we can do to force.
I thought she said her daughter wouldn't, that she has two kids. I think the son lives out of state, and I think the daughter, she told me, lived Clifton Park area. And when she bought the house, she kept it beautiful for years. It was pristine when the kids were little, and then they grew up and graduated and moved away. And, you know, I think she has some mental illness, but I think we would all feel pretty foolish if we find her dead in the yard or dead in the house. And we can all just say, well, we sort of just ignored the issue.
Well, I don't think we're ignoring the issue, but I think we're limited as to what we can do.
It's been a long time. The student just happened.
Well, I know it, but if people don't want to be helped, you can't force it.
Well, I know, but there becomes a line that...
I know, and we're trying to do what we can do, which is to get her to clean up her property.
Well, I'm not just concerned about the property, but I wonder what the house is like that it is currently okay for her to live in. That it's habitable. That's my point.
Well, that's, again, you know, that's not under our jurisdiction.
Well,
we have no right to come in. We have no right to go into your house, Donna. We have no right to go into your house, Donna, and tell you that we don't think your house is livable. Therefore, we think you should leave. We don't have the right to do that.
Yeah, I actually called last year about another resident in the village.
But you mean to tell me if the house was inhabitable with no water, no plumbing, the state allows, the health department allows someone to try to live in that?
They're allowed to live off the grid, they told me last year when I called.
Without water and heat?
Yep, I called about no heat and no water about a house in the village that I knew of. It wasn't hers, it was somebody else's. And they said that, you know, they're allowed to live without water and heat if they wanted to. It's not our business. That's what I was told. I don't like that answer either, but, and some people from the resource center stepped in to try to help, but.
Maybe crux in the mental health code where somebody can be treated involuntarily if they're a danger to themselves or others. And I think that, I mean, usually they're talking about if you're going to slash your list or hang yourself, but there's other ways to work in that. That she is a danger to herself, mm-hmm. obviously. And maybe we
but,
can...
Yeah, I mean, I know you say that, and I don't want to argue with you.
No, that's right.
Okay, but those types of things are usually brought to the health department by family members.
There's
okay,
no
first of all.
Yeah.
So... I mean, I know you're saying that she's obviously mental health has issues, she can't take care of herself, yet she's been living there for several years.
Yeah.
And she's
She's
alive and well at this point. I mean, she's got issues, obviously, but you know, there's mental health is if you know if they can demonstrate that they can make decisions, and it doesn't matter if you like what they're deciding or not. I mean, if they can make decisions and complete that decision to make it happen, the mental health department's gonna say they're competent. They know what they wanna do and they're doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, you called Protective Services too and they told you the same thing they told me, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so it isn't like things aren't trying to be done, it's just the avenue sort of keeps getting a dead end.
Our jurisdiction is to get the property cleaned up. And I know it's been terrible. It's been fits and starts. You know, our end of it's been trying to get her into court, but then the court's been lenient with her. Now we have to try to change the court's mind on that and say, look, you just gotta...
She's just not safe.
You just gotta bite the bullet on this.
She's been around. She can hardly walk. She uses a walker. Mm-hmm. I don't know how... If you see her out there, different hours of the day and night.
Yeah.
Some days it's when I have two coats on and she's out there with hardly anything on and she's trying to pick up stuff. It's pathetic. I mean,
do you happen to know the daughter's name that might live in Clifton Park?
No, it was years ago. I mean, those kids.
The daughter shows up. What? Once every 2 years?
I don't.
You know that's about it. I mean, there's no way that. There's nobody, period, that goes over there. You know, I've never seen her have any kind of guests or anything else.
Not in years.
The one neighbor talks to her quite a bit, and she'll take care of the animals when she goes into the hospital. She'll make sure the animals are fed and everything.
Yeah.
Well, if you could find out, you know, where the kids are and get us some information.
She told me about 2 years ago when she was doing flowers, she talked about her daughter. And I thought she said,
I mean,
Clifton Park.
We could try to reach out to them for some help.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody said they thought the son was there, but I don't know.
But she has two kids, a son and a daughter? A
boy and a girl.
Okay. I'll do some investigating, see if I can locate them.
It's just sad. I mean, if something happens to her, I mean, she had the trailer stolen a few years ago. The people took it down the street, and we got that back. And she was just confused about the license plates, and you know, it's just, you know, I'm just afraid you're going to drive by someday and she can be laying there. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it was cold this winter, and she's sleeping in the car. Now, really? Come on. If you have heat in your house, you'd be in your house. I don't care if you sleep on the couch or on the floor. You wouldn't go out to your car. I don't know. It's just.
I don't disagree. I agree with everything you're saying. But I'm just pointing out that it is not within the jurisdiction of the village to be able to do anything about that. There are certain things we can do and certain things we can't, but we will do everything we can do. It's been an ongoing thing for at least the last 2 years. I know we've had her in and out of court.
All over, and it's just.
And we'll continue to try to get the court to back us up a little more.
Well, you think they'd have a little concern for her mental health about, okay, we can see you're having an issue here. Maybe there should be some coordination with her doctor or what's going on here. Yes, I know she drives a car. I assume she has a license. I don't know. I haven't, if the car's up to date and everything, but, you know, her general health, that's not the way somebody's sick. I think she had, well, she broke her leg or broke the hip or something.
Yeah,
That's why she had the walker.
Oh, she had a respiratory or something like that.
Right, but before that, two years ago, I think she broke.
All right, well, we'll continue to do what we can do.
I got one other problem.
Okay.
I need a garbage can in the kids' park. I'd like a garbage can. There's one over here by the...
Another garbage
can? That makes no sense why it's over there by the road, and the other one's over where the people put the dog poop. If the kids are in the park with the parents,
okay, so
can
another
have
garbage can.
Yeah,
okay, I can have that done.
Good, thank you. And you mentioned the potholes. I won't have to bring that up because I know about seven streets that they're quite large. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can get on that.
Okay.
See, I'm already started. All right.
All right. Any other things?
No, I may remember more. I can drop a list off to Missy.
Okay. I'm sure you will.
I know where she is.
All right.
I just, I've want to make a point for the record. I've noticed that the younger people that have e-bikes, they're traveling pretty fast on.
Thank you. Yes.
On the trail. Especially on John Street.
Oh yeah.
They gotta be doing at least 20, 25 miles an hour on those e-bikes.
Do we ever have a cop anymore? I mean, I'm at home all the time 24/7, and there's days and days go by.
We cover 80 hours a week. That's what we budget. We budget for 80 hours a week. That's it.
Okay.
80 hours a week. And we do, like I said,
I used to see him at Sunday
Saturday
for
mornings,
church,
Sunday mornings, Friday nights, Saturday nights. Those take up about half of them. And then the other half is kind of...
Oh, I see him when I'm at the park. He's right up here.
Yeah.
I'm at the park for quite a while, and the car's up here. So I know we do have somebody.
Yeah.
The kids, now, as Charlie said, the one kid on the bike likes his little motorcycle on the trail.
Right.
But then he likes going down the grass and through the road and back and forth, And
right.
He's a little kid. He's been out the past 4 days.
I'm just concerned that there's more people walking, running. They've got their pets. And there's at least two that I know of that are just hauling ass down and coming back. And it's like you said, they're leaving the trail, going across by your house, and then going back.
Oh, he does, just to fool around, because a couple times I'm coming down the street and he goes in front of me and I go, you better get back up on the trail. I don't think he lives down by us, because when he ends up at night, he goes back to the village, but I don't know. He's not a big kid. but...
And I will say, the police does come down on John Street like 5 miles an hour. So they patrol the area pretty good.
Very heavily.
Yeah.
All right.
And I won't mention that there's elderly people on the trail. Elderly people on the trail. We talk about elderly people, and Susan says, "Don."
You mean like us?
I have to go. Goodbye.
All right. See you later. Good to see you.
Goodbye. It was nice coming. I'll be back next month.
Stop for, okay. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh yes.
I got one more.
Hi, Charlie. Good to see you.
Same here.
Go ahead, John.
Did you talk to Patrick?
I want to thank the two.
Have you talked to Patrick?
People running for the board again.
Yeah, retired.
I'm actually standing up and doing it.
He retired.
Because we need help.
Yep.
You're tired.
You ever appreciate that?
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
I'm sorry, John, I have to talk to Charlie.
When?
Patrick's mom died.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
When?
A week ago.
Oh.
Down in Florida.
Yeah. So if you see him, talk to
him.
Oh,
yeah.
He just retired too, and he was waiting for her to come home.
Yeah.
Beginning of April, and she passed.
Oh, boy.
She was 90.
Oh, that's too
bad. He really needs, if you see him,
chat
with him. Okay, good.
Well, again, thanks again, guys.
All right.
Nice to see you, Mr. Warner.
See you later.
Good night, Mr. Warner.
See you, John.
Keep wearing your coat, Charlie, because it looks like you're cold. You ain't used to this weather.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Entertain a motion to approve the board minutes for March 11th, 2026.
Make the motion.
Second. Motion by Ryan, second by Charlie. Questions, deletions, alterations? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the March 18th special meeting.
Make the
minutes.
Motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions, deletions, alterations? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report, March.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the treasurer's report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. No correspondence?
Yeah, I have one correspondence. Mary, our deputy clerk, sent a thank you note for the fruit basket that we all send, as she's been out ill.
Mm-hmm. Very good. How's she doing?
Doing okay. It's a long recovery when you break a couple pelvic bones. Mm-hmm. But she said she'll be back soon.
Okay.
But yeah, she said thank you.
Old business, just to update you, I received from LaBerge the right-of-way plates that the state's been waiting for, so they've been sent over to them. So they're reviewing those. They haven't been able to set up a meeting with DOT for the last 6 weeks, so I don't know what the problem is over there, but we're still working on getting a meeting together on that, so I'll bring you up to date when I find out something new. New business, we got Avante Controls here for this computer that crashed on us. Rich, you have any input on this thing?
I'm good with it. I mean, I'm not an expert in this topic, but I went through it. I don't see anything that bothers me.
It's expensive, but it is what it is. I mean, it has to be upgraded.
And this has the new security on it and all that stuff, so, you know, Iran can't hack our systems.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll, as far as I can tell, it'll pass muster for the cybersecurity protection.
All right.
So it's $19,060.
Yep, $19,060. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Who made the motion?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
I thought you said he made the motion.
Second by Rich.
Rich, okay.
So questions?
Accept the proposal.
Charlie, you had questions before. Are you all set now, or?
Yeah, I sent the email out, and then I happened to see Pete, and he explained the whole situation, how it crashed. You know, Microsoft is doing something.
No longer.
What's that?
They're no longer.
Yeah.
There's no longer.
Yeah, he explained the whole situation.
Yeah. Has to be custom. Everything's custom now. That's why it's a cost of the cost.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, so just want to make sure you were good.
Yeah, all set.
All right. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried, so we can let Avante know.
I will.
Get that on order. Want to get that in as soon as we can.
Yes.
The proposal expires at the end of this month.
That's okay.
Well, we accept it, but then he's got to order everything. Yeah. I want it installed.
Yeah.
I'll let him know tomorrow we accepted it and to order our stuff.
All right. So
go on in new business, Bob.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about the 26 paving plan. Mm-hmm. I wanted to print this out, and I just didn't get a chance to, but I've talked with Joel. So there's three projects, so we'll tackle one at a time. The one, as we talked, was the Phillips-Tremont loop. I think we still got to talk about the speed bump things. I talked to Albie Lewis again. He also encouraged us not to put the asphalt ones in, put the removable ones. They're simple, they're easy. He says the problem with the asphalt, besides it costs more even up front, but you're going to constantly maintain them because the plow is going to damage them. You're going to wear and tear your plows harder, but you're also going to be constantly painting them because they have to be painted because it's a raised surface. His recommendation, put the removables in. He said they're easy to, they're light, they're not heavy. It's three anchors you take out. And he said, if you're worried about stuff getting in the holes, he says his recommendation is you put the spikes right back in the ground and leave the spikes in over the winter. And then you just pull the spikes out when you want to put the bumps
and
back
they,
on.
And they screw down below grade?
The spikes, they go flush into, yes, they go flush into the road. Because I said, well, it wasn't the plow. He goes, no, they'll go flush. Mm. And then he said the other thing with those is if you break one, you buy them on Amazon. 2 days later, you get a replacement. So they're really pushing that. I will tell you that to put in the speed bumps, it was going to be $6,000 just for the speed bumps. So that project to pave, mill and pave, Tremont and Phillips, as is right now with the speed bumps being asphalted, is $124,295. So if we took $6,000, we'd be under $120,000 to do that. And we're probably going to pay that
bumps?
For the speed bumps. We'll probably pay that close to that, but it's a one-time investment with no maintenance other than the time it takes the guys to come and
And they take spikes. Those off during the winter?
Yeah, so September 30th, beginning of October, you just go around, you take them out.
All right, so there's no speed bumps in there over the winter?
Correct, so you don't have to worry about your plows digging into it or anything. The option is if you put the really long ones in, which are gentler on the plows, when I was talking to Joel, it doesn't slow people down because it's not an abrupt enough bump.
Mm.
People just blow over them. But, you know, those removable ones, it's an abrupt. If you try to blow through it, it'll jolt your car.
Mm.
You only do it once. So I'd like us to I know we talked about it. I'd like to see us go that route.
Yeah, maybe that'd be a good place to test them out too and see if, you know, how much grief we're going to get over putting them in.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, because then once they work, we can put them in other cul-de-sacs and other areas.
Right. Which is kind of our long-term goals as we do. You know, Westbrook will be coming up.
A lot of places should have speed bumps, yes.
And really all of the private roads, we can think about that. So that's that one project. Okay. Like I said, I want to get the quote. But if we like that, then I'll get the quote revised, taking the speed bumps out and purchasing the removable ones. Because we can do that on our own on Amazon.
Okay.
Can we afford 124 or 120?
Well, we have chips money.
This would all be chips. So
all
everything that we had in this quote, and it's going to be a lot less, we can afford, although it would drain pretty much all of our chips funds. So I got some other proposals and some of these other things that I think will be a lot cheaper so that we keep some chip money kind of in the growth fund for the next coming projects.
Because I know that, you know, there's potholes over on Westbrook, but Westbrook is now over 10 years. So, it, you know, that whole area over there. Because we did it, Charlie, 2013 maybe?
Yeah. We did that. So we it's did been, John Street.
Yeah. Well, I think John that's next on Rich's.
That's going to be the next, yeah, but that's probably going to be 2 years down the road, so
Howard,
we save up enough money.
Howard is real bad.
Because if it's $120,000 to do Tremont and Phillips, that's going to be $200,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
now, which one's worse? Should we do
Tremont and Phillips? I think is. I mean, we haven't done that in
a long time.
A long
I don't
time.
Know. I'd have to look that up. But I think you're right. I don't think it's been too long time ago. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Howard's ugly.
It is.
But I'd hate to do just Howard. And I really want to kind of do the whole thing in one.
Well, yeah, especially shot. Since you can't redo them for 10 years with
correct.
The money, so it's easier to get that whole thing done. And then that's done for 10 years, you know.
So, yeah, it won't be a next year. I think next year the idea is we probably aren't going to do anything. We'll pocket that money so we can build it up for that other big project.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
But then we'll still have to, our guys will have to keep up with smoothing it out as best
yes.
they can.
Yes. Yeah. Pot fill, cold,
Yeah, you gotta do potholes.
The
regularly.
Second project is the parking lot at the pond. I talked to Joel because my biggest concern is that the proposal to do that isn't that big a bill. It's $20,000. But I wanted to make sure that he's got it heavy enough to handle Scotia's big truck parked there when he's filling it and the fire trucks when they're there doing drill. Joel said that's not an issue. He's got it heavy enough that it'll handle the heavy truck traffic. When he first did the quote, he then realized that Scotia uses that, so he's bulked that up a little bit.
Is that needed? Mm-hmm. I thought we had that done a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it
it's
got
getting
ruined.
Beat up.
Got ruined by the bigger trucks.
Yeah, I think the problem is
just the one
when
half
we
did
it,
did, but
we weren't really thinking about tractor trailer full of water.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You know, 3,000 gallon tanker parked there.
Wasn't it just like leftover anyway?
Yeah.
So we didn't really
it
like even plan it.
Yeah.
You know, at all.
So. Yeah, it was Millings.
Yeah.
The last one, I want to get some feedback because I think there's a better way to do it, and I talked to Joel. He kind of agrees. Is the basically all the dirt and back of this building and along the side. So to pave it all was $65,000 because there's got to be some prep work there. There's lots of potholes and stuff. I talked to him about his thoughts about double chip sealing it. He thinks that's a way better way to go. Economically, it's probably half that cost to do.
I think so.
For the amount of traffic that you're using it for,
mm-hmm.
he thinks that's not an issue. We did talk because I sent you the thing that you know, we have a septic tank back there.
Mm-hmm.
It might be worth our effort if we're going to actually do something like even chip seal, find that tank, put risers on it so that we don't have to dig up the road if we have to pump the tank.
Right.
And maybe so we save some money on this, but there's a little bit of added expense if we think ahead and put a riser with a traffic rated.
Yeah, as long as the chip seal's going to fill it in and keep it nice, because, you know, the police cars go in and out of there, and we don't want to ruin our new cars with all them big, huge holes all the time. And they keep putting pothole stuff in them. You know, they use crusher rock.
Yeah.
It doesn't stay very long.
I will say the only thing to think about on, and I like the chip seal idea, but the only thing I'll warn you on, because I did my driveway with chip seal, is you will forever have stones. And so the officers will forever be sweeping the front, by the front door, they'll be dragging stones in. I do it all the time, and I've got to leaf blow my sidewalk because the stones get on it. So it's a little bit of a maintenance thing there. But
yeah, we'll give it a try, see what happens.
But if that's the thought, I told Joel that I wanted to talk tonight because my goal would be to get finalized things so we can approve it at the May meeting so that we can get on their schedule. So we have to make the fit. More tonight was conceptually
now
what we want to do.
They have a county contract?
So yeah, Joel said, because originally I said, well, would we do the chip sealing through you, Joel O'Neill? He said, nope. Valley Paving also has a contract to do the chip sealing. And because it's all prevailing wage, it's easier actually to do it through Valley. So the quote will just be rewritten for that to be double chip seal.
Okay.
But it'll all be Valley who has the county contract for both.
Right. That's what I'm just saying. We have to either piggyback off an existing county or state contract, or we have to go out and get separate quotes.
Yep. No, he's all already set with the county.
Okay.
So do we want to do all three? Are we... if we're good with that, then I'll...
I mean, if you got the CHIPS money's there, I say do it.
Okay. All right. I'll get Joel for the next meeting. We'll get the final quotes for approval.
All right. Now we got to... Anybody else got anything they want to bring up? All right, so you have your information about the monthly report from the different departments in there, so you can review those at your leisure, unless you got something you want to talk about on that. All right, so entertain a motion to adopt the 2026-27 budget as presented.
I'll make the motion.
Welcome by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on the budget? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Reappoint Charles Collins, Urswana representative for the term ending 4/8/31. And you're willing to continue with this, Charlie?
What's that?
You're willing to continue, correct?
Yeah.
As the rep for Urswana, because we're going to be doing that bidding this year.
I don't know about that end date.
Yeah, I told Matt that.
Oh, no. We're locking you in, man.
I know. They go for 5 years, and I told him, well, we're only 4-year terms. He was like, well, we have to at least put the resolution in like that, because that's how their resolution is.
Yeah. I'll make the motion.
Second. Right. Motion by Guy, second by Rich. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Let's see. Anything else you got to bring up?
Boy, I was thinking about with all the questions that we have with Urswama, not that if we could get Matt not necessarily to show up maybe at the next meeting, but have him call in and anybody can ask the questions, you know, what's coming up and the bids and all that, and he could let us know via phone, cell phone, rather than showing up.
Oh, but, you mean when we start the bid process?
No, I mean for the next meeting, because there was a lot of questions about going for the bidding and on. So I just think that, you know, whoever's got questions that, you know, at least we could talk to Matt and, you know, he can get a better clarification on some of the questions that might come up.
Well, I'd like that, because we don't do the bid very often, and I, you know, honestly, I forget how it goes. It would just be nice to hear
it. He can explain it probably better than I can.
I think we should wait till June, though.
Not May,
because we're going to have a lot going on in May. We got I sent out for the subdivision. We got, we're going to be closing the books up. We got, May's usually a pretty busy month. So
I'll let him
know. But June would be, June or July, something there. Because we're not going to bid probably until September, October. So we'll have time.
Okay.
I think we want to acknowledge that we got our source water protection plan approved by the state.
Yes.
So, and I forget, in June, is that when they were going to do the public presentation? When was that going to be? Because that's the next step.
Yeah, right? We have to do that. I haven't seen that part yet, but I know I just got the letter that said it was accepted by the state.
So that's a milestone. And I'll tell you that, because I, obviously work with the village on this one. I'm also working with the Village of Castleton. They're doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
They submitted theirs before us. Ours are not approved. Theirs is still in review.
Hmm.
So kudos to that.
Good.
Is that because they know you better than no. Castleton does?
Mm-hmm. No. I will admittedly, Castleton's is a little more complex because their wells are there right on Route 9 and they've got a lot more things going on.
They're near the river.
But, I mean, we got through ours. And it's just also, I see very difference just in the two firms. So mm-hmm. The state has two engineering firms that are doing this.
Yep.
And so.
We got a good one.
We got a different firm.
A different one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got, Burton and LaJuice or something?
Burton and LaJuice, yeah.
Yeah. Burton and LaJuice. And they were very good. They did a good job, I think. You know, it reminds me. I knew there was something I was looking for, too. Anything else on that, though? So we'll set up the public. We'll have to see what the timing is for it, because we'll try to kind of space things out a little bit.
Right, because I think we have to do the public meeting, public comments, and then a formally adopt it.
Mm-hmm. And didn't I send you something for hazardous mitigation? I sent you stuff, a resolution for that. I emailed it to you.
When, today?
No, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, maybe. I don't know, the office has been crazy. But
not to go, I'm gonna put this on, we'll look at it next week. But the hazardous mitigation is, I got the county one.
Yeah, look for it and resend it.
Has been, they're looking for us to adopt a resolution saying that we approve it and we're a part of it.
Okay.
You know, so.
Do you have it on your computer?
I might.
You could adopt it if you want. I may not have got it because the email had problems, but Tom fixed it. Remember, you guys did.
Well, I don't want to do that because nobody's seen it, so.
Oh, all right.
I mean, not that there's anything to change, but. But I do have it.
I don't remember it, but it's been a busy month in the hall.
All right. What I will do is I'll give you more reading material. You guys are going to sleep great this month, I'll tell you. I'll send you out the hazard mitigation thing, and that's pretty substantial.
Yeah, also, I make it to read.
I don't
know. Let's see. I'll tell you what.
Extra hours to read.
I'm not reading it.
No, I'm paying right in the ass.
Nah, I don't have time for that.
Let me see.
I need glasses. Somebody broke my cheaters.
I buy them by the dozen because I break them so often. Or lose them.
Or lose them, yeah. Let's see. Hazard. Where are you?
Reach. All right, so you're going to move that to next month or are you moving it to when?
No, I'm going to move it till next month.
Okay. So you're
but
going to
send us the hazard mitigation plan. Let's see.
So while he's looking for that, just out of curiosity, is there anything going back to the public comment concerns? What can we do with the e-bikes along the trail? Is there
one of these two here? I'm trying to see.
How does that work? Is there? There isn't a speed limit, right?
There's not a speed limit, no.
Because they're not a motorized vehicle, technically.
Well, the issue that I hear too is that the e-bikes fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
They're not.
That's what I mean.
A motor
not regulated.
I'm not
they're
sure.
Not regulated.
And that's what I'm kind of wondering is, I get it. It's a concern, but what?
I mean, generally, it's safety. I mean, they don't have to be anything that's safety here. That they see.
They can just stop
them and give them a
verbal.
Yeah.
Like somebody's on a regular pedal bike zooming through and there's
it's the same thing.
Like a bunch of kids going both ways.
Right.
You can stop them and say, hey, look, you gotta you've gotta use common sense and not
I mean there is one person, and I'm not sure if this is the same person who actually does have a motorized bike.
Saw it last night when I was coming home.
Combustion engine.
And it was a motorized bike on
and
the trail.
And they've seen him or a bike like that in the past, and they've chased them down to, basically take the bike away and say this, because it is a, then it becomes a motorized vehicle that's not registered, it's not street safe and all.
Right. Yeah, it was about 10 o'clock last night when I came home and saw it go by.
So when you get this, this is what it looks like. It's a nice little cover on it. And it's, let me see here.
Okay.
Oh, ain't bad. 39 pages.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Not all of them are words. Some of them are charts, yep. So skip over this.
So I will, I'll send it to you tomorrow. I'm not doing it tonight.
That's fine. I won't look at it tonight either.
All right, so I'll get that out.
I have one question about the subdivision thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are we editing, are we revising the regulation? Or are we?
There is no regulation.
Okay, what then?
So
what did you
this is where, this is where the issue is that, let me just bring this up. So the planning board is reviewing this subdivision under the site plan review. Okay. And so I talked to Nan Strosberg, who did, we worked with the last time. And she says they shouldn't be using that. They should be using the subdivision. I says, well, we don't have a subdivision one. She says, then you have to go back to the state one. So she gave me the interest, the state one, which I'm going to give to Dave. And then I'm going to have Dave communicate that to the planning board.
I see.
So, but here's ours. We have a chapter, chapter 100, subdivision of land.
This is that.
And it just says that, you know, the village board's working on it. When they figure it out, they'll post it here.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. So we just forgot.
Well, as I said,
yeah, I know.
You know, with all, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses, no. But the last edit I had of this was saved on my computer on June of 2020. Now, everybody here remembers what happened at the end of March in 2020.
Yes.
The world shut down.
Yeah, the life stopped.
And life stopped. And this never got picked back up. It should have been, but it never got picked back up. So it says the subdivision regulations are currently being reviewed by the Board of Trustees. Upon completion of this review, the regulations will be included here.
Okay.
All right. But I did go back and through them, and you should look at them. But it's everything that we have been talking about.
Okay.
You know, what the street's going to look like, what the utilities going up to the site are going to look like, what everything, you know, that's all under the jurisdiction of the review.
But their current review has to then fall, since we don't have one, they have that goes to the next entity
and this,
up, which is
and
the
these
state.
Things. And I was kind of surprised because I didn't remember that part of it, but these things all require public hearings. After the board approves what it is, they have to hold a public hearing before it's adopted, and it has to be approved by the county also.
Okay, well, I think you guys are way far away from that yet.
What's that?
I think they're way far away from that yet.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that's, you know, I mean, and it talks
I think
about,
I remember that
and it talks about from here. The time you put your thing in, you got, you know, like up to a year before, you know, it expires and stuff. And it's like, I mean, it's a long time frame. It's not, you know, it's not like we're going to be doing entering construction in the next couple of months here. But at any rate, but if anybody has, I mean, if anybody comes up with anything that they want, that they have questions on, if you forward them to me, I can forward those, and then we can just review the questions and answers next month. Or if you want to wait and discuss it in an open in the meeting, then we can do that too. I don't care either way. But you probably have some of this on your computer.
I probably do. I just don't remember it. It was 6 years ago.
I didn't remember it either until I went up there and looked. I says, well, do you have anything? Send it to me. She sends it to me. I go into my computer, and it's right there.
I see.
It's all there.
I thought we had finished the review, so that's fine.
Well, the last one we had, I tell you, the last one that we had on there had Terry Breed's comments in it.
Right, yeah.
So, anyway, but I think we should get that completed and get it in here as soon as we can. So
would that apply to the subdivision since
sure
it's already under review?
No, but it would still apply to it, yes. Because the ordinance that we're putting in kind of follows along with what the state says.
Okay. Got it.
So all right, anything else before we pay the bills? All right, bills number 317 to 346 in the amount of $17,334.67 in the general fund and $722.97 in the water fund and $6,354.30 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournments in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Ryan. We're adjourned.